Now, the military wing of the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says it's captured an Israeli soldier during Tel Aviv's ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. The spokesman for the Qassam Brigade says the Israeli soldier, called Shaul Aaron, is now in the hands of the resistance group. He also said they had warned Israel that a ground incursion into Gaza would be a big mistake. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zohri has hailed the news, calling the capture of the Israeli soldier a victory and revenge for the blood of the Palestinian martyrs. There were scenes of jubilation in Gaza, West Bank, and the Lebanese capital Beirut after the news broke out. Meanwhile, the Qassam Brigades has said that four more Israeli soldiers were killed in their offensive on Gaza. The Israeli army earlier confirmed that 18 troopers have so far been killed since Thursday, but the Qassam Brigade said the fatalities were much higher. Well, day 14 of the Israeli bloodshed in the besieged Gaza Strip with no let-up in its onslaught on the small Palestinian enclave. Over 100 Palestinians were killed across Gaza on Sunday. More than 70 of them were massacred in the Shajaiya district. It was the bloodiest single day in the Gaza Strip in 5 years. Local emergency services say the total number of people killed since the Israeli onslaught on July the 8th now stands at 469. Nearly 200 of them are women and children and the elderly. More than 3,000 people have also been injured in the attacks. Medics are warning of a serious humanitarian crisis in Gaza as hospitals are running low on basic medical supplies. Joining us live from Gaza is our correspondent Ashraf Shannon to bring us an update. Ashraf, the death toll standing at 469. I do understand that Shajaiya was a huge massacre of Palestinians. Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, has called it a genocide.
Well, Kaniz, this is genocide. This is part of Israel's ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians for 60 plus years. Israeli soldiers in cold blood killed scores of children and women while they were in homes. They bombed homes while their families were inside. Instead of fighting with the resistance fighters, they were killing innocent civilians. Israeli soldiers, I believe, suffered many fatalities, more than what they're saying. This is a habit in the Israeli military, never say how much of their soldiers were killed in order to keep the morale in Israeli society high and also in the Israeli military. The Israelis did say that 18 of their soldiers were killed, but I think and I believe the number is much, much higher and probably more than the number that Hamas has announced because of the fierce fighting that Hamas fighters and Palestinian Islamic Jihad fighters, they were hitting hard on Israeli soldiers, firing RPGs, anti-tank rockets. Now the situation in Gaza is really dire, especially the humanitarian situation. The health ministry has been warning of a health crisis. Well, we are actually in a health crisis because hospitals cannot keep up with the number of injuries and the types of injuries. Israel has been using internationally banned weapons like dumb munition, flechette shells to kill as many people as they can. And also the Ministry of Interior in Gaza said that Israeli warplanes were firing bombs and rockets that contained depleted uranium during this onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Now, fierce fights continue throughout the night, especially in northern Gaza, Beth Hanun area, central Gaza and southern Gaza. The tanks, Israeli tanks, armored personnel carriers, most of them are still inside the buffer zone, but Israeli special forces have entered Palestinian homes along the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip, and they're clashing with Palestinian resistance fighters.
Okay, Press TV's Ashraf Shannon, they're reporting from a Gaza without electricity, without proper water, and in a humanitarian crisis in the making. Ashraf, thank you very much.